We are continuing to try to understand better and take advantage of the true nature of Shabbos. And one of the important themes of Shabbos that we've been talking about is the theme of Shalom, peace. And we know Shabbos starts with that. The first thing every Jewish mother does is light the Shabbos candles. The Chazal say these are one of the most important things we do on Shabbos. He says it's even more important than Hadlokas Neres Chanukah. Hadlokas Neres Chanukah is an idea of Pirsumei Nisa to remind ourselves of the tremendous Nisa Hashem made for us. But that concept of Shalom is more basic. And possibly, in order to have Nisim, we have to have Shalom. We see that by the Nisa Purim, when Haman spoke to Ahasuerus that don't be afraid to destroy the Jewish nation, and Ahasuerus was afraid. He said, no, they lost their power. Because they're Mefuzah, Mefuzah, and Beinanim. They're all separated throughout the nations. So Vilna Goyen and others explain, he wasn't just saying that they're not powerful physically because they're spread around. But he meant to say, their spiritual power is the fact that Klal Yisrael is united. And the fact that we were not united, we spread around all over the place, and everybody was literally drifting away. That was the sign that we lost our power, and you don't have to be afraid to kill us. And the Yeshua happened when Mordechai said, Leich, Noit, Kol HaYehudim, bring them all back together. Not only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to one another, because if you're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're together with one another. That's why all the mitzvahs, many of the mitzvahs of Purim themselves are to be marvel shalom, such as Moniz, sometimes as Yain, but I'll go upon him. That's what we're saying. To make the Nisim, Klal Yisrael has to get to the point that we feel we are one unit. And the only way a Jew can feel is one unit is by looking up and saying, I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the one who running the entire world, and you have chosen us as your special one nation. Like we say by Mincha and Shabbos, Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, Yikampi, Yisrael Goy, Echad Ba'aretz. We're all one. And that's why it's so intrinsic to the day of Shabbos. Even it says by a choyler, when you want to give a bracha for a sick person on Shabbos, to visit a sick person, you say, Shabbos and Melizah, Shabbos is not time. We call out to Hashem. We don't cry to Shabbos for a choyler. We have bitochen that we're in hands of Hashem. We don't even have to cry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That bitochen Hashem refuah kroi v'lochi. That brings the refuah. Our connection to Hashem. Refeinu Hashem. You are our roifei. But then the full statement is, Shabbos and Melizah, refuah kroi v'lochi. Rachma Merubim, Hashem has tremendous rachmim. V'shivtoi v'sholem. That's what we tell the Chayim. You can dwell in peace. That's where it's coming from. The Shoyrish, the root of peace, and why it's so interesting to Shabbos is, because the only way to have peace is to really feel that Hashem is running the world. Hashem gave me everything I need in my life to succeed. I'm Samech v'chelke, I'm happy with what I have. I don't have to have my way in everything I do in life. I have to, Adarabba, subject myself to the Ratzon of Hashem, says in Pirkei Avos. The person makes Hashem's Ratzon my Ratzon, my desire to do the will of Hashem, then Hashem will make sure that my desires will be taken care of also. So Dafka on Shabbos is the time to refresh and remind ourselves from the beginning of Hadlokas Neiros. This is not a time to tension. Oh, was it set up? Was it not set up? No. When the wife is lighting, I'm looking at those neighbors, reminding myself that this is a day that I can bring myself and my family, my relationship to all the Klai Yisrael, to this feeling of Sholem. Why? Because I'm not an independent operator. I'm not running the world. Hashem is fully running the world. And then we come to sit by the Shabbos table. And even if something doesn't work out, something was not prepared, or the children are mischievous, they don't want to come to the table, whatever it be, we have to prepare in advance for that. But if it didn't happen, and that's the situation, keep the peace. I try to get everyone to do things good, and if I can't, just keep the calm. Shalom. That is the biggest sign I feel the Kedusha of the Shabbos. If we'd have a king visiting at a Shabbos meal or any meal, everybody behave themselves. So wonderful. And if the kids don't behave themselves, he's not going to lower himself down to the level of the kids and fight with them. He's going to say, I did, Your Royal Highness, you see the little kids. Nothing to get upset about, and the king will understand the rules, and everyone will be happy. Come up with everything, with our tefillahs. Yeah, the Shemoneh Esrei is, we spout the Shalom of Klai Yisrael, but the tefillahs more so than the rest of the week. Yes, Hashem. If we do so, like it says, by husband and wife, the Shalom Beinayim, the Shechina Beinayim, the whole family is in the Shalom, Shechina Beinayim. Shabbos is the day that we're with the Shechina. The more we focus on that, the more we have Shalom, and the more we want to make Shalom, we bring our Kodesh Baruch into our homes. Should be safe to bring Hashem into our homes on Shabbos, and he should have an intense
Shiras HaShchina the whole week.